Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. We hope the day is treating you good. We're certainly going to. Mm-hmm. Got Katrina and James here with you, bringing you through your morning at 9:04 on the clock. We got a bunch of good things to get to this hour. We're going to kick it off the way we like to on Thursdays, usually. We're doing it a little bit early. Our pet of the week from the Southwick County Humane Society, Madison Rafter, joining us right now. Madison, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing good over here. We appreciate you still being able to join us on this Wednesday. Thanks so much. It's different. We don't get to do this very often on a Wednesday, having you join us, Madison. Thank you so much. Who is our pet of the week this week?
So we're going to change it up a little bit this week. So it's not a pet that is available for adoption yet, but more of a story of an animal we just recently took in.
Hmm.
So Polly is a little miniature, I'd say you could say pocket pity, was what we had just recently got in. We had posted her yesterday. She was left in a crate in the middle of a field, dumped. We found her there was a finder that had found her and called the police department immediately because of a medical emergency with Polly. So we had rushed Polly up to Paw Health right away, and Polly has a prolapsed anus. So we had paid the $1,000 for the surgery to get everything fixed, and sadly, Polly ended up back up at Paw Health again on Monday because when we removed the stitch, her anus decided to prolapse again.
Mm-hmm.
So Polly had to get a coloplexy surgery, which pretty much means that they have to go in internally and tack in the anus in the inside of it compared to the outside. And Polly's doing well, but Polly has kind of been a little bit of a medical case and a little medical story we're kind of dealing with right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hope that this serves as a reminder that if you're in a situation where you have an animal that you cannot take care of anymore, that you do the proper thing and bring them to the Humane Society.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just speaking. It's just me. It's not Madison. It's not the Humane Society. It's not Civic Media or anybody else. Just me, James Maloff, speaking right now. You are a coward. Anybody doing that to animals, you are cowards. Do not take your feelings and the way you are on these animals. And don't take them in if you can't. If you can't take care of them. And if you can't take care of them, at least do the most respectful thing you can at least do in this moment and at least bring it to the Humane Society. At the very least. I'm so sorry to hear about that situation, Madison, but I really do appreciate you sharing it with us.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a hard situation. Again, we're trying not to be in a situation where we're going after people, blaming people for situations, because situations are hard. Things like that happen. I don't love the fact that somebody left her in a crate, but it's one of those situations that, you know, she's in our care now. So what can we do to support this dog and continue to make sure that she has a happy life?
Yeah.
I don't love at all the situation on how it ended up being, but again, what can we do to focus on this animal and get her to be where she can be so that we can get her available and adopted and things like that?
This is why Madison is so much better at this than I would be. I'm John Wick with this stuff, and she is actually a human being. She's actually smart about this and everything and very good at what she does. When it comes to ways we can help with a situation like this, Madison, and maybe situations like this in the future, are there things that we can do as a community to help the Humane Society?
Yeah, definitely. So right now with Polly, her medical bills are sitting about $5,000. If not, it's going to potentially be more with us having to do recheck appointments. She's going to be a very long length of stay dog, sadly. And of course, with our kennel renovations, it's kind of a hard situation. Luckily, we have a fantastic foster lined up for her. But monetary donations for Polly to help with our medical bills to kind of offset a little bit of those are always fantastic. And then kind of just a reminder in general, when situations like this pop up, we will help. It's not like we're trying to turn every animal away, especially with the fact of having to close our doors, close our intakes. We have resources available for people if it's a situation of trying to rehome, trying to find you vet services, things like that, where when a situation like this would pop up, we would rather you call us to try to talk through it. We're not trying to deny you because, oh, we don't want to take your dog or whatever the situation may be. It's due to the fact of our spacing needs, capacity for care, trying to make sure that we can provide the care for the animals that are in our building without extending our staff to their breaking point or extending our animals to their breaking point.
Mm-hmm.
And when situations like this pop up, as a community, we, again, want to help our community, want to be able to provide services for our community, but sometimes we hit our limit that we can't handle that. So if it's something, if we can provide resources as much as possible, we want to make sure we can as well.
Well said. Anything going on with the Humane Society currently that we can let everybody know about?
Yeah, so again, we have building renovations starting for our dog room kennels. We're very excited for those happening. We do have to get all of our dogs out by December 4th. So with that, we're getting brand new dog kennels. We're getting a dog playroom, finally. New floors. Our entire dog room is getting renovated, which we're extremely excited about. So again, even if you're not in a position to adopt right now, if you can share our dogs, we are more than willing to do that. If it's something that you're interested in fostering, please apply on our website. It's a very exciting opportunity for us. We're just sadly stuck with a lot of dogs right now.
Yeah, which is another reason why I know myself and our staff and other people have been mentioning to whether it's online and social media or just in day-to-day conversations, hey, if you're looking for a dog, stop by the Humane Society. You know, we've been trying to encourage people to check that out. And, you know, we do this every week with Madison, and we also usually wrap up with ways we can help out the Humane Society. For those out there that may not know something like this, I actually have volunteered to help break in the new dog play area. I'm going to go there and break it in with all these dogs. It's just me and the dogs, and we're just going to play and play and play. And I'm willing to do that. That's something I'm willing to do as a borderline hero, honestly, do something.
Yes.
You're welcome, by the way, Madison.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I really would love to do that, though. That would be a lot of fun.
I can see it now.
I'm very, very excited for you, the staff, the dogs, the animals over there, but it's going to take some work to get to that point. So if you can help out with the Humane Society, we greatly encourage you to do that, everybody. Madison, thank you so much for joining us.
Of course, thank you.
I want to spend like the next hour just talking about some of these animals. I'm looking at their website. Go to swchs.com. Check out all these great animals. If anything, go there to see Jessica Rabbit. There's just some great ones on there. Jimi Hendrix, I see. There's just some really good ones. It is a smile waiting for you. Just go to that website, swchs.com, and be sure to reach out to the Humane Society any chance you get to see what they could use. I appreciate you, Madison.
Thank you.
Have a great Thanksgiving, you and yours.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Be sure to join us every Thursday for our Pet of the Week. That's when we usually get a chance to do this. But Madison being nice enough to join us a day early and everything,
great.
Appreciate that. Reach out to our friends at the Humane Society. Could always use a hand. Just don't. Sometimes it's this, sometimes it's that, but they could always use some kind of help. You can email them, swchs@swchs.com. Give them a call, 715-423-0505, or stop by. They're at 3621 64 Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. You can find out all this information and see all of these great pets that are up for adoption and plenty more at swchs.com. swchs.com. We will take a break, come back, and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Katrina and James here with you. Big thank you to everybody who has joined us today.
We've had a lot of great guests.
We still got like 45 minutes of show left, and we have had a jam-packed show. This has been a lot of fun.
I don't think we need much content other than that.
No.
We just had people on.
Yeah.
It was great.
Just lots of people. We've appreciated everybody joining us today. Do want to dive into a little bit of entertainment news, let you know what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen for this holiday week, and just a couple of other notes. Like, I thought this was kind of cool. Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan are coming together in the next Karate Kid movie.
Oh, fun.
Ralph will play Daniel LaRusso again from the original movies, and Jackie will return as Mr. Han from the 2010 remake. A global casting search is underway to find the next Karate Kid. The character's name is Lee Fong. The actor must be 15 to 17and be able to portray Chinese or mixed race Chinese. He must speak fluent English, and a little Mandarin would be a plus.
That's cool.
Acting experience isn't required, though.
Oh, whoa. This person could have a major role, never have acted before, and become like a star in no time. What a cool break.
I know as a Screen Actor Guild member, as a crazy actor, I'm supposed to push against this and say, well, what about all the hundreds of actors that have trained,
sure.
blah, blah, blah. No, I like this. I like this idea. I think this is great. First off, this is nostalgia. Mm-hmm. This is a franchise that's been around for a while. And the reason it's still around is because of nostalgia and because people like the storylines and they like the characters. It's an evolution of these characters from the first movie to now. So that part is pretty darn cool, too, I think. But it's also about the celebration of martial arts. Mm-hmm. It's a celebration of bringing the light to that. And if I would rather have in movies like this, if you had to tell me, okay, I could have somebody who's a better actor or a better martial artist, I'll take the martial artist every
for
day.
For this, for sure, because this is its main focus.
Yeah, I think this with action movies all the time. Mm-hmm. Like I always admire, like Keanu Reeves is one of my favorite actors, and not because necessarily his acting skills, but because of all the things he does to make this role believable. And he does a lot of action movies, and he doesn't get any credit for this, but like a lot of actors, he does his own stunts.
Yeah.
And by that, I'm not talking about when somebody hits him or kicks him and he falls off a building. I mean every little move. Mm-hmm. Like he's doing all the, he learns the martial arts.
That's cool.
What you see him doing the Matrix, that's him. Like those kind of, obviously not him slowing down. I couldn't have used a worse example. Did you know Keanu Reeves could actually do bullet time in real life? but he learns all that stuff. Yeah. And I have an admiration for that. Mm-hmm. I admire that. I think that's going above and beyond. He's not, when he gets hired, that's not a requirement for the job. He just does those things.
That's great.
I think that in a similar sense, you can have somebody who already knows all the moves and all they got to do is learn their blocking and lines.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good deal. I'll take that.
Absolutely.
And Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan. That's a cool combination.
That's a great combo.
I like that combo. That's pretty cool. The new Rolling Stones tour. The Rolling Stones are still touring, for those that did not know.
Mm-hmm.
The Rolling Stones announced a 16-date North American tour in support of their album Hackney Diamonds, another big-selling album for them, another one of their hit albums. And they did something kind of brilliant with this. You know, every tour has got to have sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and even though you're the Rolling Stones, one of the biggest acts of all time, you still need, you know, sponsors for this and everything. So you're the Rolling Stones. You've been doing this for a long time. Mick Jagger is 80. Keith Richards is 80. Ronnie Woods is 76. Who is the perfect sponsor? AARP.
Oh, nice.
And AARP is sponsoring the Rolling Stones tour. This is too perfect.
That's great.
They effectively prevented all of all the jokes that anybody could have made. They got ahead of it all.
Great.
This is not a joke. AARP is literally sponsoring the Rolling Stones tour.
I think it's great.
It's a smart idea. Tickets go on sale on Friday, December 1st. But if you're an AARP member, you get early access two days early to those,
clever
too.
Clever also.
The tour kicks off on April 28th in Houston, wraps up July 17th in Santa Clara, California. And again, Mick is 80. Keith is 80. Mick is already 80. Keith is going to be 80 on December 18th. Ronnie Wood is 76, so he's the youngster of the group.
Yeah, youngster for sure.
I just love this. I love that movie. And I don't know who reached out to who, but I love the idea of Keith Richards calling up, like, whoever the head of AARP is. Hello, can I talk to you who's ever in charge over there? Yeah. So we've got a bloody good idea.
Bloody good idea.
What we're going to do, we're going on a tour, and when we think that you guys should sponsor it. How about that, huh? Bloody good. That seems like a brilliant idea. Brilliant idea. Love it.
Yes.
That's pretty good. And I would definitely catch them on tour.
Mm-hmm.
Just to say that you saw the Rolling Stones.
I wonder how many more people will become a member of AARP because they want to get an early bird ticket.
It's an interesting, especially how big, like almost any other band, I might push a little bit against that, say, oh, I'm not sure.
Right.
Oh, it's the Rolling Stones and their fan base.
Their fan base is in the similar age category.
It's a great point. I didn't even think of that. Oh, that's a good point. Let's look at what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen this weekend. Kicking off today on Paramount Plus, Good Burger 2. Kenan Thompson and Kel Mitchell come back to the shop for this one. I know that show is huge. My sister loved that show. Also on Peacock, Genie, a holiday movie starring the legend, the wonderful Melissa McCarthy, as a genie who helps a guy get his family back after he accidentally releases her from an ancient jewelry box. Melissa McCarthy as a genie.
Yeah, that's cool.
I like that. I like that idea. That sounds good. Netflix has a series premiere of Squid Game, The Challenge. This is a reality competition. Okay. Then there is, let's see here. On tomorrow, you'll have the 97th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. 97.
Wow. 97.
That is impressive. I know my mother is going to be watching. She loves the parade every year. If we got to sleep in on Thanksgiving, we are woken up by the TV and the parade. She loves the parade. Every year she watches it. So that'll be on. John Batiste, Brandy, Chicago, and Pentatonix all going to be performing. I don't know why they do the performances, though. You can never hear the musicians.
You can't, can you?
You can. No. I think it was last year or the year before they had a really cool idea where they had like a bunch of Broadway stars and doing Broadway music and everything. And it was a really cool idea. Couldn't hear any of it.
Nope.
Couldn't hear any of it. Like, I don't understand.
They should just have people just waving and doing the parade and background like music.
Yeah, just people waving and stuff. Yes. You're already, I don't think you watch a parade for the music.
It's already entertainment enough.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, football, Thursday football, all day football. The Detroit Lions and Green Bay Packers host the Green Bay Packers. Of course, I don't have to tell anybody out there about that. You guys all know in the Wisconsin area. That game will kick off at noon on Fox, or 12:30, they're saying. And then a little bit later, the afternoon game is the Dallas Cowboys hosting the Washington Commanders. And the night game, which they used to not have a night game, and now the last couple of years they have, Seattle hosting San Francisco. All three of these actually should be really good competitive games. You don't always get that on a Thursday lineup. But the last couple of years, I feel like they've been really competitive. And this year should be very competitive games. And then if that wasn't enough, because the NFL just has to take up as much of your eyeballs as it can, they've got a Friday game now.
Oh, yeah. What do they have?
They've got Black Friday game on Amazon, because Amazon has the Thursday night game. So they got the partnership with them.
Sure.
The New York Jets hosting the Miami Dolphins. Another big game. That's another big one. Let's see here. And on Hulu, Faraway Downs, a limited series with it's an extended version of the 2008 movie Australian that features additional footage. It stars Nicole Kidman, Hugh Jackman, and a couple of other Australian stars. Sunday Night Football, got the Los Angeles Clippers hosting Los Angeles Chargers hosting the Baltimore Ravens. They messed up. There's a typo here. It says Los Angeles Clippers. That's a basketball team.
Oh,
taking on the Baltimore Ravens, a football team. I'm pretty sure that they meant the Chargers there. But I do love the idea of a basketball team and football team facing off on a holiday.
Yeah, and then what would be the playing field? Would it be a basketball court or a football?
Or
hockey? Maybe they'd have to just switch the turf and it has to be hockey.
You are brilliant. Yes. Like, take the football team, a basketball team, and make them do hockey or baseball or a whole other sport. Oh, God, you're good.
They wouldn't know
That's
what
great.
To do, though, because they'd be like, oh. Well, wait, am I going to throw a ball or am I going to... Or, well, I guess they're both throwing balls, but in different ways.
They'll figure it out.
Like,
they'll
figure it out.
We'll just throw them on the arena and make them figure it out. I love this idea. That is brilliant. Sunday night at 7 on ABC, The Wonderful World of Disney has their Magic Holiday Celebration. The Soul Train Awards will be on MTV, VH1, and BET on Sunday as well. And Sunday night, about 9 o'clock on ABC, the 11th season premiere of The Great Christmas Light Fight. All stars. I do not watch reality TV. I will admit I have watched those not recently, but I have watched little bits of those before on like online, like the highlights or whatever. It's kind of cool, kind of crazy what people do with their houses and their light schemes and stuff. It's kind of interesting.
It's wild. Have you seen like the ones where they tune it to music and then they like the lights go up with the music?
Yes,
that's fun.
Yes. I love people do that. New movies out this weekend. Napoleon, starring rated R, the epic from director Ridley Scott, chronicles the rise and fall of the French Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte. I mention French Emperor because it is being played by American actor Joaquin Phoenix, who does not even use a French accent in this.
Oh.
None. It doesn't even look like Joaquin Phoenix is trying to act in this in the trailers for this.
They could have picked a lot of really good French actors.
Or
somebody that would have, you know...
Absolutely.
I'm not even doing the accent. I was a little British on that one.
But there's a billion French actors you could have in this role. And a brilliant French... I'm sorry, Joaquin Phoenix is a good actor. There's a lot of great, better actors than him that could be playing a legendary person like this.
Yeah.
Ridley Scott's one of the best directors in the game. Mm-hmm. Like, he's one of the best ever. Mm-hmm. I can't understand this. I've watched everything Ridley Scott has done, and I've never seen him make a more foolish mistake than this. Mm-hmm. I would love to know the behind the scenes of how this happened and why this happened and why they chose Joaquin, why they have him without a French accent.
Right.
It seems like an insult. It genuinely does. I don't get bent out. I am not a person that I believe, you know, PCism, a lot of that stuff can get a little overblown and it hurts the rest of the cause.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to be very careful when I bring those things up.
Sure.
But, I mean, it feels a little insensitive. It feels a little like a smack in the face. If I'm a French person, look, we focus on America when it comes to these movies and these releases.
Mm-hmm.
We're the only ones that do that. Studio heads and everything, they're thinking about the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
This movie might do good in the States. How's it going to do in Europe? Mm-hmm. How's it going to do in Asia, in the Asian market, in the Latin American market, those things? So you, when you make these movies, you're making them for the world, not just making them for American audiences.
Right.
What are you thinking making a movie about the most famous, arguably the most famous French person of all time?
Yes.
And you ain't even got a French person. And he, not even if Joaquin had at least used a French accent. He's a good actor. Mm-hmm. I bet he could have pulled off a good French accent.
Probably.
What the what? Mm-hmm. How do you even let this movie get made? I it'll probably do pretty well, and I'm curious to see how well it is received.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a little blown away by that part. I feel like that's a real smack in the face. I feel like it's a real mistake to make, to not have a French actor or a French, at least a lead with a French accent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wish is the other big one in theaters this today. It's rated PG. It's a new one from Pixar. A 17-year-old girl named Asha wishes upon a star when she feels like her kingdom is threatened. New animated movie. These are the weekends. This weekend, Christmas weekend, big weekend for the holiday movies. Chris Pine, Alan Tudyk, Evan Peters, Harvey Gulliam. A lot of great actors in that one.
Nice.
That is a look at your small screen. A big screen, I should say. We're going to take a break. When we come back after our state and local news, we got a rundown of a few more Thanksgiving leftovers. We got some leftovers to get to even before Thanksgiving.
Perfect.
We'll get to that when we come back on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Bring it.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Katrina and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for joining us. We feel better. We just got some stretching in.
Yep.
That was good. That was a good idea. I think I might try to get Seth and Melissa to start doing that with me. That was fun.
Maybe like the 9:30 the hour. You know, you got to get your stretches in, everyone.
Yeah, I think that's a tradition. I think we're going to start doing that as a tradition or start doing that from now on
We could bring in like a yoga teacher at this point for you.
Yes.
And then on air. Actually, that'd be kind of cool. Like a meditated, somebody leads meditation for maybe like 5 minutes, right? You don't want to have silence on the radio.
Right,
but like, okay, everyone, now stretch your leg. You have to be really good at describing.
Well, Melissa's really good at that. We might have Mel do that one.
There you go.
That would be fun though. I like that. You were just on fire the last couple, like yesterday with the show and then today. You got the ideas. Katrina James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Wanted to get to a little bit of Thanksgiving leftovers. Have some leftovers
here.
We
all like leftovers.
Yeah. So if you're last-minute stressing over the turkey, CNN says the general calculation is having about 1.5 pounds of turkey per person. If you're thawing a turkey in the sink, plan on 2 to 3 hours for every 5 pounds of frozen turkey. In other words, for a 20-pound turkey, you'll need about 8 to 12 hours.
Okay.
So just some random notes is what we're kind of going over for your Thanksgiving.
Good tips.
Yeah.
Don't have to use Google. Just come here. Listen to us. We got your information,
That's
everyone.
Right, everybody. We always got your back. If you're frying your turkey, make sure to thaw it first to avoid turning a butterball into a fireball. I have seen and heard of some stories about that, people not doing that nearly enough. The Consumer Product Safety Commission's no-nonsense frozen turkey PSA from last year is going viral again. They say you should also make sure to fry the turkey outside, far away from the home. keep that in mind, everybody.
Yes.
This is the difference of having a great Thanksgiving and a bad one.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've seen the fires. We've seen the different things that can happen when, you know, you're not paying attention or you're not doing the proper things with these turkeys. And while we are thankful for a lot of things out there, one of the things we are extremely thankful for and we want to send a shout out to is our public service workers out there, our EMTs, our police officers, our firefighters. Let's give them the day off. But let's not make them work that day. Let's not have to call the fire department, not have to call the police department, these things. So let them have a good Thanksgiving as well and be safe with our birds. Food safety experts say some common turkey mistakes include allowing turkey juices to leak into the fridge or onto the counter, stuffing the turkey before you cook it, not roasting the turkey, and not using a meat thermometer.
Mm-hmm.
Also, wash your hands.
Yep.
But don't wash the turkey. Well, within reason. Butterball put out a Thanksgiving Outlook report, and they say the average size of celebration this year is expected to be 9 people. Back to pre-pandemic levels, 82% of gatherings will have turkey.
Okay.
There's another part of that that's probably interesting, too. In a recent poll, 29% of hosts say they'll ask their guests to bring part of the meal, while 16% will ask them to share the expense, like shooting over some like cash over Venmo or something like that nowadays. And a lot of hosts won't ask guests to bring anything, just yourselves. But etiquette experts say you should ignore that and bring something, even just a bottle of wine, some craft beer, or nice cheese and crackers or something like that.
Agreed.
That's a tough one. I know. So they say if you are asked to bring something specific, bring that and only that. Thanksgiving is not the time to go rogue. This is not the time to. Well, she said this, but you know, I'm actually going to bring all this. No, I have seen perfect, like happy moments be completely shattered because somebody brought something they weren't supposed
to. Dish they were supposed to because it was grandma's. Signature dish that you make always.
You know your family. You know, like if grandma or your aunt or uncle or somebody makes like a apple pie every year.
Yeah.
Don't bring an apple pie. Don't do it. They got that covered.
Yeah.
But I've seen it before with families, not my own, but when I've been like with an ex or somebody in their family, I see them like just everybody's getting along, everything's fine, and then all of a sudden like the record stops. Like, oh, you brought an apple pie too. I see. Even though you know I have this special apple pie every year. Or something.
Now who's this going to be better?
Yeah, it's all that stuff and everything. Yeah. Some places that have been open on Thanksgiving in the past will be closed this year, including Walmart and Target. CVS will be closing all non-24-hour locations early on Thanksgiving, and Walgreens is closing most non-24-hour locations for the first time. Many grocery stores will be open, but with limited hours.
Yep, good.
Yeah, very good to see. Very good to see. We understand that some places can't shut down. And we are very, very thankful to all those people working on Thanksgiving. No matter what shift we're working, we're thinking of you. We're thankful of you and for you.
Absolutely.
Storms have been hitting the U.S., particularly in the Northeast, but the weather for Thanksgiving should be mild throughout the country, so stay safe, everybody.
Yeah.
We got a good update locally about that from our good friend Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Big shout out to him and thank Dan.
Yeah, it sounds like you should pack your walking shoes because after you get done eating, it's a great time to go for a little stroll. It's not too cold. It's definitely not hot. good time to move a little bit.
Yeah. Good idea. Also, there is some price relief out there. Gas prices are the lowest they've been in years, and the average price of a Thanksgiving meal for 10 people is $61, which is down slightly from $64 last year. So
nice.
Prices have been a little bit more friendly this Thanksgiving than in years past, which is, I think, part of the reason why we're seeing record number of travelers in Wisconsin this year.
Yep, that makes sense.
Saw a great article from WPR about that and some other places. Also got sent a couple of good articles from not only Pam, but our good friend Catherine here at Civic Media. 1.1 million Wisconsinites expected to travel over this Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
This is certainly going to hit home to a lot of our listeners out there and a lot of people who are probably, whether they're getting ready to travel or going to be traveling. I know my daughter is going to be. I think both my daughters are traveling this holiday weekend. So be safe out there. Be careful. Call your father. Let them know you got there okay. Kids, I'm telling. No, I'm joking. They're in their 20s, man. I mean, they're going to call me if they want. They can call me if they want. Please do. But you don't have to, of course. But I do. 1.1 million Wisconsinites expected to travel. That is pretty crazy. Also, a nice reminder, though, be careful out there. Look out for each other. Be the good. Be the good. You don't expect others to be good. You bring the good, and maybe others will follow, or maybe they'll meet you there.
And like we were saying before, you know, come with listening ears and stories to share, and stories to share with others for the future. You know, our families all have fun stories, and this is a great time to focus on sharing and listening to those stories.
We'll take a quick break. We will come back, have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Little Pearl Jam to play us in on the morning show. Kat and James here with you. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour with some I wanted to give us a good stretch here of a segment so we can have some fun, take some time, and certainly open up the phone lines. You guys want to call up 715-424-2600, say what you're thankful for, maybe shout out somebody you're thankful for that's out there listening. Mm-hmm. Please feel free to do that. 424-2600. We'd love to hear from you. We'll kind of wrap up with that ourselves and talk a little shop with Family Natural Foods as we're wrapping up the show. But for now, I want to get into this. Just a little bit more leftovers from the Thanksgiving discussions.
Yeah.
Not everyone is willing to toil away in the kitchen all day, so there are... There can be 23 items on the menu, especially if you've got a bunch of things on the menu and stuff you know, that you're trying to prepare and stuff for Thanksgiving. Occasionally, cuts need to be made, and those require hard decisions. So a website did a this or that poll with Thanksgiving foods. And somehow thousands of people got in on this one, even though there wasn't a big audience for this. They didn't send it out to a whole bunch of people. So here it is, a way of turkey or gravy. You know, you got to make a decision. Which one? 65% said turkey, 35% said gravy. Interesting. Cranberry sauce or stuffing? 70% said stuffing, over 30% said cranberry sauce. Pumpkin pie or apple pie?
Mm-hmm.
55% chose apple, 45% pumpkin.
Mm.
I'm still surprised by that.
You're still surprised by that.
I really do think of pumpkin pie as a Thanksgiving thing, I guess.
Yeah, I get that too. I think that too.
Carrot cake or pecan pie? Carrot cake came in at 37%, carrot cake at 63%, pecan pie, or pecan, or however you want to say it, 37% for that one. Let's go ahead and take a call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, good morning. So what I'm thankful for, hey, a shout out to all the city guys for putting up all the Christmas decorations.
Good shout. That's a good one.
Yeah.
We're thankful for that. We're thankful to you. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, you take care and have a great Thanksgiving.
Have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you. That was awesome. Thank you. Keep the calls coming.
Yeah, keep the calls coming. We love knowing the different thankfulness in different areas.
Yeah. 424-2600. Call up. Join the conversation. Cornbread or dinner rolls? 69% chose dinner rolls over cornbread. Mac and cheese or green bean casserole? That's a big one. That's a big one. We'll get to it after the call.
Oh, suspense.
Yes. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, I'm thankful for going up to the Vienna Boys Choir last Saturday. That was awesome.
Yeah, I bet. Oh, yeah. I know you told us, so you had a good time.
Yeah, they actually started this stuff in 1498.
Wow.
Jeez. It's 525 years ago.
That's incredible. That is beyond incredible. I can't even wrap my mind around that. That is awesome.
Yeah, these kids, there was 21 of them. These kids are from age 9 through 14. And most of them speak either German or Italian. And a lot of the songs were not in English. The last four or five were.
Very cool.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
Very cool. Thank you, sir. Always good to talk to you. You have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. Keep it coming, everybody. 715-424-2600. You want to join us with what you're thankful for? Feel free to join the conversation. So mac and cheese or green bean casserole is a big one. Mm-hmm. It's a heavy debate right here. 72% chose mac and cheese. Only 28% chose green bean casserole.
Do you have either of these at your Thanksgiving?
Mac and cheese. Well, they have both. I only eat the mac and cheese, though. I'm not a green bean guy.
It mixes too much flavors for you.
Yeah. Just can't do it. Let's take another call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, good morning, James. This is Shane up in Anchorage, Alaska. And, you know, I'm thankful for you guys. I know I've called and wrote before that says WAFHR, and you guys bring home back. And I mean it. Longtime resident of Hurley, Wisconsin. Been in Alaska for 40 years. And this tiny little radio station in Wisconsin Rapids makes me feel more at home, no matter how far away, guys. I mean, I can't begin to express my gratitude.
Shane, it's not a good idea to make the host speechless. I'm an audio medium here. I'm supposed to be able to talk. It's been too long since we heard from you, man, and it's really good to hear from you. We appreciate that.
I've just been the silent audience here for the last couple of years, and I've been coming home to Hurley a lot this year due to some medical issues with my family. And I drive through Wisconsin Rapids probably once a month now, and first thing I do as soon as I hit that border is I put on FHR.
Appreciate you, man. Wishing you and your family the best. Hope things go smoothly for you guys, and you guys have a fantastic holiday.
You guys too, man. Happy holidays to all.
Happy holidays, brother. We'll talk soon. We'll talk again. Good to hear from you, Shane. Shane out of Alaska, man. That was great.
That was great, and Pam came through. So we'll give you a visual. She came to the window and she was clapping her hands. So she was excited to hear you on air too.
It's been a while since we heard from Shane. That was awesome.
Shane, you should stop by the next time you're in the Wisconsin Rapids area.
And Shane,
Give us a visual and a hello.
Stop by and get yourself a couple shirts, man.
Yeah.
We got all these brand new shirts and logos. You're so much better at this than I am. I didn't even think of that. Stop by, get some shirts and
get
stuff.
Get a shirt.
Thank you,
then
Katrina.
You can really represent up in Alaska.
Yeah.
We want you to take a picture of yourself in a shirt in Alaska. We want that.
Yes.
So you come through next time and get a shirt.
We're looking forward to seeing you, Shane, and safe travels out there. And we wish the best to you and yours and your family. Man, that's a good one. I got nothing. That took me off guard. I didn't expect to hear from Shane.
Yeah, your face was like, yes.
It was awesome. It's one of when I first started doing this morning show about 7 years ago now, I think it is, 6-7 years ago. Shane was one of the early people that I got to know, early listeners that I got to know and everything. It's good talking with him. Good to hear from him.
That's great.
Keep the calls coming, everybody. 424-2600. And you can go to BuzzFeed.com if you want to see more of these debates with this or that when it comes to your Thanksgiving meal. I know that ain't right stories today. No, that ain't right.
There's
no reason.
No need. I mean, everything's just right. It's a good day to feel grateful.
Yeah, we are very grateful to our to not only our great staff here, but our great guests that we have in all the time from Midday Magazine. We got people that take time out of their day to come hang out with us, share information, keep our community and our audience up to date, and have some fun at the same time. Hopefully the fun part comes in. We have a great Midday Magazine for you today to wrap up the week. We're going to have in part one, we're going to speak with our good friend Wood County Board Chairman Lance Plimmel, which of course means Wood County, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media is going to be in the record. Looking forward to that. Always have a good conversation with Lance. And we wrap up the week talking with our friends at the ODC, Kate Norby, Director of Development over at the ODC, going to join us.
Nice.
Any chance to talk to the ODC, we will take it. We appreciate them so much and all the great work that they do over there.
Yeah, and Milkweed Market is on the passport.
Yeah.
So you'll probably be talking about that with her, which is going to be great.
Yeah, be sure to check that out, everybody. And we got great stuff on our radio dial as far as sports this weekend. It is going on. We got stuff going on tonight at 6:30. Wisconsin men's basketball, they're taking on SMU as they move on in this tournament at the Fort Myers. They'll be in Fort Myers for the tip-off of that. Our pregame will kick off at 6:30 tonight right here on WFHR Badger Basketball. Tomorrow, 7:05, the Luke Fickell Show. Something to check out on your Thursday, on your Thanksgiving, if you'd like. Then Friday, 6:30, right here at WFHR, the puck drops. Wisconsin men's hockey taking on Alaska Anchorage. Kind of funny there. There are no coincidences. That's awesome. So catch that game, Wisconsin hockey, 6:30, right here at WFHR. On our sister station, WIRI, at 7:40, Port Edwards at Assumption Boys, part of the Cranberry Classic. The 39th annual Cranberry Classic kicks off here at the radio station at 7:40, but it goes earlier over there. And we'll cover the Cranberry Classic all weekend long. Saturday, right here at WFHR, 12:30, the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe. Wisconsin versus Minnesota, throw out the records. It doesn't matter. They're fighting for an axe. It's a fun game. Going to be a good one. Catch Badger, one more Badger game here. We'll probably have the bowl game as well, possibly. But if not, one more Badger game for this season. 12:30, our pregame will kick off here at WFHR Wisconsin at Minnesota. On our sister station, WIRI, at 7:40, Assumption or Port Edwards will be continuing on in the Cranberry Classic. So appreciate that. And we'll talk more about the Cranberry Classic in a second. First, let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Katrina, just want to wish you guys a very happy Thanksgiving.
Appreciate that, man. And a happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Hope you guys have a great one. Safe travels. You guys do any traveling and all the listeners out there and hunters and stuff. Let's see if we can... keep the good things going.
So. Yeah. Keep it safe out there. Have some fun and enjoy our loved ones and everything. Always good to talk to you, man. We'll talk. If we don't talk sooner, we'll talk Monday on Playmakers.
All right. Sounds good. You guys have a good one.
You too. You take care, brother. Happy and a very, very safe travels to you and yours out there as well. This is great.
I love when Kevin calls.
Kevin's great. Mm-hmm. Kevin's great. One of our most consistent callers too.
He's
we
so
appreciate
good at that.
That.
He's like always chiming in, and then when he comes into the store to pick up our stuff, he's always like, "Oh, I heard this," or he'll share all the news with me. And
I hope he knows how much we appreciate him and appreciate his calls.
Absolutely, like,
I really do. Really,
all
do.
He does. Thank you, Kevin.
So I wanted to get to some other local good things going on. I believe that the Elks our good friends over at the Elks Lodge are still going to have bingo tonight.
Okay.
As far as I could find out, their doors open at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30. Buy local, support local, and that includes our nonprofits mm-hmm. and our organizations like our VFW okay. or our Elks Lodge or groups like that that mm-hmm. do so much in our community that we would not have enough time on the radio to cover everything
right.
that they do. You go there, you have some fun, play some bingo, and you also can know that you're putting back into your community.
Mm-hmm.
Join the Elks Lodge at 430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids.
It's bingo.
Bingo.
It's fun.
Bingo.
Come on.
Bingo, it's great. And I mentioned the Cranberry Classic going on at Assumption High School, the 39th annual.
It's so classic. I love it.
Yeah, it's a good one. Basketball, all great high school basketball all day long, Friday and Saturday. Yeah, for the Assumption boys' side, for the boys' side, you'll have Assumption, Columbus Catholic, Nakusa, and Port Edwards all participating.
Great.
For the varsity girls' side, Assumption, Columbus Catholic, Nakusa, and Wauwego Fremont for the first time.
Mm.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Fun.
Going to be a great tournament. 2 days worth of basketball. You get on down there. Games start at 9 a.m. They continue until about 10 o'clock at night.
It's crazy.
You
That's
can kind of
so
come
much.
And go as you like.
Yes.
There's going to be great, great concessions down there, 50-50 raffles. And all of this helps out raising funds for the Assumption Athletic Society, so a group. So go ahead and help out. Get some great basketball and enjoy and support your local community.
Absolutely.
Speaking of supporting local, rekindle the spirit. Local businesses out there come together for this great event every year. It's going to be a lot of fun. We encourage people to check out Rekindle the Spirit going on today. Today. What's
mm-hmm.
going on today? Jeez,
it's
I almost mixed
today.
That up. I'm all over the place. Small Business Saturday as well. I
mm-hmm.
Want to remind everybody about that. Going on this Saturday, November 25th through the 28th.
Mm-hmm.
Eat local, buy local, support local.
Mm-hmm.
You get yourself a passport and check things off of that passport as you visit these businesses. And you can send that into the chamber and maybe win a cool prize.
Yeah.
But you win just by being a part of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're a part of the community, supporting the community, keeping these places around. It's great. There's such a good list of businesses on there. Definitely worth doing.
Yeah, we encourage you to get that passport. You can get that either at the Chamber's website, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, or stop by businesses like Family Natural Foods. Mm-hmm. You guys have them down there as well.
Yeah, we have them there, and we're excited to have you stop in, see what we have for Small Business Saturday, take a peek, just hang out with us. It's going to be a good time.
Going to be a lot of fun over there. We talked about this a little bit earlier, but Katrina, just to remind the audience of some of the things that you got, some of the sales you have
sure.
going on over there.
Yeah, so we have highlighted, we're going to have all of our essential oils will be on sale Friday and Saturday, and then Vomfoss oils and vinegar starting actually yesterday until Saturday, and those are great whether you're giving it as a gift for Thanksgiving or you want to do it as a gift for Christmas. We'll have those on sale, and just, it's going to be good. Stephen and I are working on Saturday, and you never know if we're like, let's put this on sale or let's do that. You never know. It's us working and having a good time, so you should join us and have a good time with us.
Be sure to join our friends over at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call at 423-3120, 423-3120. Be sure to bookmark and follow along on their webpage, familynaturefood.com, and follow them on social media. If you have to, create an Instagram account just to follow them. It's worth it. Trust me. Encourage you to buy local, support local with Family Natural Foods and all of our local businesses this weekend and through the holidays, not just this weekend, but really going forward.
Absolutely.
And I wanted to go back to Rekindle. I apologize. My computer wasn't working before when I was talking about it.
Let's rekindle.
It's going on tonight, 5:45 to 7:30. Join us as we continue to this wonderful celebration takes place in downtown Wisconsin Rapids. The parade is going to be going on throughout town. Be sure to check that out. You see all of our great businesses and all of our great friends as a part of this. Wave to them. Say hi. Enjoy the event. Enjoy each other. And be good to each other.
Yeah.
My family lost an icon, a legend, last week. And my papa, if you've heard me on the radio here before, you've heard me ramble about my papa plenty of times. And I am basically a poor man's version of my papa. Mm-hmm. He partially helped raise me. And if there's anything you like about me, chances are it comes from him. Mm-hmm. I think about him a lot with Thanksgiving, actually. It was one of his favorite holidays. Mm-hmm. Because he got to see his kids. He had seven kids. And everybody came together here in Rome and to celebrate. And my dad, lost his dad, and it's a hard time, but we were talking about this the other day, and one of the things that made him concerned was, well, Nana and Papa, they used to bring the family together. Who's going to bring the family together now? And I said, well, maybe we'll do that, Dad. Maybe it'll be on us.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you are with your family over this weekend, when you're hanging out with your loved ones, Katrina was talking earlier about talking and hearing stories and these things. You don't need me to remind you that, do it, enjoy it, and be in the moment. And when it comes to, being maybe that thing that your family needs, be that.
Mm-hmm.
Be that, whatever it might be. And appreciate being in the moment. Be with each other and enjoy. Be good to each other. Be safe out there. Have a great time, everybody.
And hug each other more, right?
Yeah.
You never know when you're not going to be able to hug that person, like you were just mentioning. Mm-hmm. So, share those stories. Be thankful.
Yeah.
And thanks for listening to us.
We're thankful to you. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, Kat.
Mm-hmm. Thankful
good time.
For you all.
We appreciate you. Be good to each other, and we'll talk to you soon and later right here on
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.